There is something about the name of God that changes everything. We call him Father, Savior, Lord, Friend. But here is a question for you. Do you know the personal names of God? Names that hold the weight of his character, qualities, significance. Names that resonates with mankind, showing us what he's like and who he is. The ancient world called him Yahweh. For how else can you describe, explain, or introduce the I Am? But the world has turned. And in turning now ascribes power to names with no eternal essence. Names that scream for attention, persuasion, acceptance, even worship. But I tell you, now is the time for us, the church, to wake up and also begin to call him Yahweh. For he is Adonai the Lord. Elyon, the Most High God. El Olam, the God of ancient days. There is something about that name. He is Jireh, our provider. Rapha, our healer. Nisi, our banner. Tekenum, our righteousness. Rohi, our shepherd. Shalom, our peace. Yeshua, our salvation. Oh, there is something about that name. He is the way maker, the morning without clouds, the rock that is higher than I, strong deliverer, kinsman redeemer, the first and the last, the beginning and the end, the strength of the children of Israel. Yesterday, today, and always, the unchanging, who was, who is, and is to come, the one who stands uncontested forevermore. Oh, there is something about that name, the fullness of God, indeed the great I Am. He is all. Merciful, all gracious, all knowing, all sufficient, all loving. He is all in all, and he is all that you need. There is something about that name. Yahweh.